عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سورة الأعراف آية 159 page 170. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن قوم موسى أمة يهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون. ومن قوم موسى أمة يهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون. وقطعناهم اثنتي عشرة أسباطا أمما، وأوحينا إلى موسى إذ استسقاه قومه أن اضرب بعصاك الحجر فانبجست منه اثنتا عشرة عينا قد علم كل أناس مشربهم وظللنا عليهم الغمام وأنزلنا عليهم المن والسلوى كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The Holy Quran is an objective book. It's not an emotional book. And what I mean by being an objective book is that it does not stereotype any community. It does not generalize about any community in a negative sense. So even when it comes to Bani Israel and their bias stand against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, against the Islamic faith, the Holy Quran speaks the truth. It says, وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. When it comes to Bani Israel, the Holy Quran does not generalize and says the entire community was terrible and corrupt and bad. It never says that. Because the Quran is the statement of who created the Quran? The statement of whom? Of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is not an emotional being. Allah does not exaggerate. Allah does not become carried out with his emotions. Allah speaks the truth and nothing but the truth, precisely the truth. And therefore the Quran says, although most of them, they stood against the new religion and the new prophet, however, a portion of them, a small portion of them, وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى, and among the community of Moses, وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى أُمَّةٌ. There is a section. أُمَّة, it means a portion, a section, a group. أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ, who guide and do justice in the light of truth. يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ. They have two qualities. they guide with the truth, يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ also. They practice justice among them. Now there is a debate among the Mufassirin and the commentators and the exegists of the Holy Quran as who were those group, who precisely were those group who did justice, who stood for the truth, who were good and noble. Were they the people who lived during the time of Musa, or the people, the Jews who lived in Medina during the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? There is a debate. Many commentators, the majority of them, they believe that this is a reference to those Jews who lived during the time of Musa alayhi salam. Because the Quran, if you followed with us Surah Al-A'raf, few months ago, we came across the story of the Samiri. When Musa alayhi salam went to Mount Sinai, to the Tur, to the desert of Sinai, Mount Tur, to speak with Allah. And he left his brother Aaron as a supervisor, as a guide for his community. And he said to them, I'm going there for 1 month, 30 days, 30 nights. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلًا. But then Allah extended his stay another 10 nights as a test, testing Bani Israel, testing their patience and their faith and their belief. So one day there was a delay in his return. Many of them, they said, he lied to us. He's gone with the wind. He's not coming back because he said 30 nights. And he's not coming back. This was a test for them to see whether they would remain loyal to Moses or they revolt against him. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا. We concluded these 30 nights with another 10 nights. بِعَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً. Miqat, his appointment with his Lord, his interview with his Lord lasted 40 nights. So there was a commotion and a revolt within the community of Bani Israel. Most of them, the vast majority of them, they revolted against Musa and his brother Aaron. And they almost killed Aaron. They almost killed him. Because of a man whose name was As-Samiri, a very cunning person who created a calf, golden calf, and he said, listen, Musa is deceiving you. Musa says he has a Lord. He's talking, where is his Lord? Can you see him? He stood among Bani Israel. He said, any of you saw the Lord? They said, no. He said, then where is he? You haven't seen him. How do you believe in something that you don't see? They said, yes, you are right. You are right. We are worshipping a Lord that we don't see. He said, I bring a Lord that you see and you love, the golden calf. And since that community, they loved gold. They loved money. They loved wealth. So it was easy for Samiri to deceive them and to change their belief and to take them back from monotheism, tawheed, into idol worshipping. He said, this is the Lord here. Bow before him, respect him, and worship him. And this is what it could be 98-99% of them did, unfortunately. They betrayed Musa. Only maybe 1-2% they remained true to their message. They remained loyal to the message of Tawheed and the message of Musa alayhi salam. And they refused. They said, no, we are We will wait for Musa to come back. We are not going to bow before this ajl or calf, golden calf. We remain loyal to our religion. And this is a reference to them. وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَىٰ أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. Now, another group of commentators, Mufassirin, they say if you read the ayah, if you have the Quran, look at the ayah. وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَىٰ أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ. There is one verb called يهدون, they guide. بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. The second verb, يَعْدِلُونَ. يَهْدُونَ, they guide. يَعْدِلُونَ, they do justice. And if those of you are familiar with Arabic grammar and Arabic literature, يَهْدُونَ and يَعْدِلُونَ, what tense is this? Huh? Present tense. Present, continuous tense. So the commentators, they say the Quran came during the time of the Prophet. يهدون and يعدلون, two verbs are present and continuous tense. How could they refer to a community, those who were during the time of Musa? So it should not be. This is a reference to whom? To those who were during the time of Musa alayhi salam, or Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which one? I need an answer. Huh? No, they say this is a reference to those who were during the time of the Prophet. So we have two groups. One group says that is a reference to those who were during the time of Musa. They remained loyal to him. They did not follow the Samiri. The second group comes and says, no, look at the grammar. The grammar says present tense. So they were during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore there were some Jews in Medina. The city of Medina was a cosmopolitan area. There were Muslims and Jews and Christians, and some idol worshippings. It was like Orange County today. So it was a mixed community. So there were three main Jewish tribes. Some of them, they guided. يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ, they guide with the truth. وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ, and they practice justice. And you can find the good and the bad in every community. In Surah Al-Baqarah, let me recite Surah Al-Baqarah for you, ayah 253. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah 253. See what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah says, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. He mentions the name of the prophets. He says, those are the messengers. We gave preference to some above others. It means we made some better than others. Even the Anbiya, some of them are better than others. They are not only in one rank, they are different. Different ranks. فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهِ. Among them those who spoke with Allah, which is Musa. وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ, and Allah rose some of them in ranks. وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. We gave to them Jesus, the son of Mary, clear signs. وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. We supported him, we aided him with the Holy Spirit. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Listen to this. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. If Allah had willed, he would have made all the community one group, one madhab, one school of thought, and one church. Allah could have forced them to be one church. How many churches we have today? You know how many churches? Do you know how many Christian orders we have in the world today? How many madhab, how many school of thought in Christianity? Do you know? Any clue? Huh? We have 2,500 Christian order today. 2,500 madhab within Christianity. Alhamdulillah, we the Muslims, we have maybe 10, 15 madhab. The Christians, they have 2,500. Allah says, if I had willed, I would have made them one community, but I did not do that. I left them. I gave them a freedom. Freedom. Freedom of choice. Because if Allah does not give us freedom of choice, there will be no difference between humans and what? Animals. Animals, they don't have a freedom of choice. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. So Allah says, the followers of the prophets, they started fighting each other, fighting with each other of every messenger of God. The followers of every messenger of God since the creation of man on earth. After their prophets, they started fighting among themselves. One group says, I am right, you are wrong. The other says, no, you are wrong, I am right. مَقْتَتَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. The interesting thing, did they fight each other out of ignorance or out of knowledge? Did they fight each other based on ignorance or based on knowledge? Huh? Based on what? Based on knowledge. Look at the Quran. مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. We gave them knowledge, bayinat, clear signs, but yet they started fighting each other. They started fighting each other. مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. We made the road very clear for them. They saw the road of truth, and they saw the road for falsehood, but still they were fighting. Some of them, they followed the truth, and some of them, they deliberately followed what? Falsehood. Not ignorantly, deliberately. This is the wording of the Quran. Don't come now to me and say it. How can 800 million Muslims, they become wrong? The answer is here in the Quran. Quran tells you the answer. Someone was asking me, if Muslims are 1.5 billion today, and the Shias are 300 million, what is the remaining number? Huh? 1.2. How come those 1.2? Let me silence this first. How can 1.2 million billion become wrong? This is the Quran. Quran says we gave them bayinat, the followers of the prophets after the death of their prophets. They saw the bayinat, clear signs, but they chose to follow a different direction. This is the wording of the Quran. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 253. When you go home, read it. Reflect on it. Think about it. Think deeply. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَلَكِنْ اخْتَلَفُوا. Even after receiving the bayinat and clear signs, اختلفوا, they were divided. اختلفوا. ولكن اختلفوا فمنهم من آمن ومنهم هاشم. What does it say? فمنهم من آمن ومنهم من كفر. See, Allah says the followers of the prophets. He's not speaking about idol worshippers. No, he's speaking about the followers of Musa, the followers of Isa. He says those after believing in their prophets. But then when their prophets, they died, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنْ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ. Some of them, they embraced the ideology, the message of their prophets, and some of them rejected وَمَنْ كَفَرْ. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنْ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَفَرْ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُوا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. The story happens to all the prophets. Is the Prophet Muhammad different from them? Huh? I'm asking you, is he different? He's not different. Prophet Muhammad, he himself, he says in the Quran, مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا مِنَ الرَّسُولِ. I am not different from others. So whatever happened to them is going to happen to my community after me. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companions, he said to them, by Allah, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ, by the Lord who controls my life, my nafs, my soul, you're going to follow the community of Bani Israel step by step. Step by step. Everything they did, you're going to do. Now let me ask you, the community of Bani Israel, when Musa left them and he wants to converse with Allah, did they remain on his path or they diverted? Huh? This is the Quran. The Quran tells us. Quran says a smaller group of them. Only smaller group of them. Maybe 1%, 2%, we don't know how many. But only women. Those of you who are familiar with Arabic literature, women, it means a smaller group. Women قوم موسى أمة يهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون. Few of them remained loyal, but the vast majority they betrayed and they rejected. And this is exactly what Allah says in Surah Al Imran about the Muslims. Allah says, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انقلبتم على أعقابكم. Muhammad is a messenger of God. Like him, many messengers came before him. If he should die one day or he gets killed, انقلبتم على أعقابكم, Allah is asking the community, would you turn back on your heels? Would you leave Islam and exit from Islam and say, since Muhammad is dead, there is no more Islam. Islam came to conclusion. Is this what you're going to do? Islam is, the Quran is telling them about what is happening in the future, what is going to happen in the future after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these days, today is 8th of Rabi' al-Awwal, these days witness this inqilab. His community, the Prophet died 10 days ago, 28th of Safar, 10 days ago. Now, at this current time, his community, they are in the process of inqilab, coup d'etat against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Still the Prophet is not buried. He's still not buried. They left the Prophet and they went and they congregated in Saqifat Bani Sa'ida to choose a leader, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already appointed a leader. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared his name in many occasions. In many occasions. But Allah says, انقلبتم على أعقابكم. You did exactly what previous communities did to their prophets. And you are not different from them. You are not different. This is the tradition, sunnah of Anbiya. Many people, they would not remain loyal to them. Let me ask you a question. Why they don't remain loyal to them? Do you know the answer? So Aleman in aske chera in atba'e Anbiya vafadar nisan نسبت به انبیاء خودشون. تا پیغمبر میمیرد اینا منقلب میشن. اینا اعلام کودتا میکنن. What is the reason? They followed the Prophet for a period of time. They were with him. They listened to him. They saw him. He taught them everything. But as soon as he dies, not only Prophet Muhammad, the same thing with Isa alayhi salam. How many remained loyal with Isa? How many? Huh? Only 12. The rest of them, they followed. Why? What makes them change their belief and abandon the Prophet? Huh? Some of them did believe in the beginning. And some of them did not, yes. Some of them, the iman was not deeply rooted in their hearts. It was not deeply rooted in their hearts. Some of them, their faith was not deeply rooted. But why they change course completely, 180 degrees, why? Because of one word. Can you tell me that word? حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا. Because of dunya. Dunya has a lot of attraction. A lot of attraction. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Muslims, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنَ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمر. If you give a preference to your parents, to your children, to your wives, to your businesses, to your wealth, to your properties above, you give a preference to those, to God. You put those before God and the Prophet of God, then wait until God sends His punishment upon you. Hubbud dunya. Hubbud dunya. This fascination for this dunya. And this is the nature of a human being. Most of them. Most of them. They have hubbud dunya. Therefore the Quran says, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ. Truly man is in constant loss. إِلَّا except. This is small group. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ الطَّيِّبِينَ الطَّاهِرِينَ. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. إنك مجيب الدعوات. إنك غافر الخطيئات. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. 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 يا الله اللهم من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.